Can you feel that buzz of energy in the air? That electric tingle of anticipation that only comes around once a year? We are just hours away from the solstice strawberry moon of 2024, a rare celestial event that combines the radiant magic of the June full moon with the life-giving energy of the summer solstice. If you've been searching for the perfect cosmic moment to reset, recharge, and supercharge your manifestation game, this is it, my friend. So get ready to bask in the warm glow of this once-in-a-lifetime lunation and harness its incredible power to create positive shifts in every area of your life. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all many mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is giving summer vibes. I'm your host, Chantel, and I know this episode is going up a day early, but I could not contain my excitement. And also, this day kind of snuck up on me in a major way. So I made the executive decision to do this episode today and celebrate today and get all my magical energy out today. And here we are. So we are celebrating a super unique and magical event because it only comes along once in most of our lifetimes. And if that doesn't warrant a celebration, then I don't know what does. Today, we're celebrating the solstice strawberry moon in June. No gloom. Stay tuned. Okay, I'm out. So grab your cozies, sip your iced tea, and let's talk strawberry moon and solstice and magic and all the things. On the surface, the solstice strawberry moon is simply the name given to the full moon that occurs in June, specifically June 2024, the same month as the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. But to those tapped into the rhythms of nature, this celestial event is so much more than just a bright night sky. You see, the summer solstice marks the longest day of the year and the official beginning of summer. It's a celebration of light, growth, fertility, and so much abundance. And when you combine that potent solar energy with the equally powerful feminine energy of the full moon, listen, you get a truly magical cosmic convergence. Now, while we experience a full moon roughly every 29 and a half days or so, the summer solstice only happens once a year. And for the full moon to align so perfectly and so pretty with the solstice, well, that, my beautiful friend, is an exceptionally rare treat that only happens every 70 years or so in this part of the world. And by this part, I mean the Northern Hemisphere. The last solstice strawberry moon graced us with her presence back in, well, I'm gonna be honest, this one's a toughie. So I will note that there are varying dates such as 2016, 1986, 1967, 1957, and 1948. And if I'm being even more honest, there were other years like thrown around in there. This one was a little hard to pin down. So the reason for the variance in dates is pretty much based on the time zone being used to record the event. And by the event, I'm referring to the alignment of the summer solstice and the full moon. So let me throw some stuff at you. Astronomers use UTC or Coordinated Universal Time to calculate events that occur at the same moment, regardless of what time zone you're in. If we're talking UTC or Coordinated Universal Time to identify the last alignment of the summer solstice and the full moon, then that year was 1967. If you're using Eastern time to identify the last alignment, which is the summer solstice and the full moon, then the year is 1986. If, however, we track the last time the alignment fell on the same exact day in both Coordinated Universal Time and Eastern time, then that lovely year is 1948. And here's another wrench for you. There are varying opinions on what constitutes an actual alignment of these two events. Some people say it has to happen within 12 hours of each other. Others say it has to be within 24 hours of each other. Look, we here, we're not astronomers. No matter how you cut it, I think it's really safe to say this doesn't come around very often. So if you were around for one or more of these magical celestial events, congratulations, my friend. You are part of a very exclusive club. And for the rest of us, maybe this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to soak up the magic of this extraordinary lunation. Either way, consider me ecstatic. In case you're wondering, the summer solstice falls on June 20th of this year, which just so happens to be today. Hooray! The strawberry moon reaches her peak illumination on Friday, June 21st at 9:08 p.m. Eastern Time, which is tomorrow as of episode airing. So what makes the solstice strawberry moon so magical? Let me tell you. So we already talked about, you know, the once every 70 years, potentially, depending on who you ask, and, you know, ask just one person so you don't go crazy. But the solstice strawberry moon occurs when the full moon closely aligns with the summer solstice, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. This is an infrequent astronomical event that only happens, again, depending on who you ask, every 70 years or so. So the convergence of the sun reaching its highest point and the moon being directly opposite and fully illuminated creates a potent cosmic energy. The summer solstice represents the triumph of light, new beginnings, and outward expansion of energy. Conversely, the full moon is associated with introspection, intuition, and feminine or yin energy. This solstice strawberry moon harmonizes these complementary energies of light and masculine, and also dark and feminine in a beautiful and balanced way. Many believe the energies of both the solstice sun and full moon are amplified when they occur simultaneously. The sun's powerful yang force combines with the intuitive yin energy of the full moon, creating an incredibly charged field to harness for rituals, manifestation, and intention setting. The strawberry moon's name comes from Native American traditions where it marked the strawberry harvesting season, a time of fertility, abundance, and celebrating the earth's beautiful bounty. This ties into the solstice theme of growth, blossoming, and natural cycles. Astrologically, this full moon falls in the earth sign of Capricorn, amplifying its grounding yet ambitious energies. This combines well with the solstice's fiery, active energy for pursuing goals and new endeavors. So by harnessing the powerful convergence of the sun, moon, solstice, and astrological influences, the solstice strawberry moon offers a potent window to reset, recharge, and align with the natural rhythms and cycles of the earth and the cosmos. So how can you start working with the incredible energies of the solstice strawberry moon? Well, the first step is really just to be present and attuned to this beautiful, magical event. Leading up to the solstice strawberry moon, just take some time to journal about your hopes, your dreams, and your intentions for the coming season. What aspects of your life are you ready to nurture and help grow? What seeds of change are you finally ready to plant and bring to fruition? Then on the night of the solstice strawberry moon itself, try practicing rituals like moon bathing, moon gazing, or even doing a solstice sun salutation to connect with the energies of both the sun and the moon. You can also charge your crystals, talismans, and other sacred objects under the solstice strawberry moon's light to imbue them with its potent vibrations. The magic of the solstice strawberry moon can be harnessed for everything from attracting new opportunities and manifesting abundance to working through emotional blocks and tapping into your intuitive powers. You can call on its energy to amplify your intentions around new beginnings and fresh starts, creativity and artistic expression, love and relationships, career and professional growth, emotional healing and self-discovery, fertility and family planning, and so much more. With the combined power of the sun and the moon behind you, listen. This is the perfect time to plant the seeds of your deepest desires and watch them blossom into reality over the coming months and years. Of course, harnessing the magic of the solstice strawberry moon isn't just about setting intentions. It's about honoring this incredibly rare celestial event and reconnecting with the cycles of nature. You can celebrate by hosting a solstice strawberry moon circle with friends, feasting on seasonal foods like strawberries and other summer fruits, or spending quality time outside basking in the radiant glow of both the sun and the moon. Some cultures even have specific solstice and full moon rituals and ceremonies. For example, certain pagan traditions involve lighting bonfires and doing energy work in alignment with the solstice, while other practices call for casting spells or doing divination under the beautiful full moon's light. While the peak of this magical alignment only lasts for one night, its potent energy is believed to be most accessible and amplified during a window of 3 days before and 3 days after the solstice and full moon alignment. So you have about a week to really soak up those celestial vibes and put them to work in your favor. As you prepare to work with the magic of the solstice strawberry moon, remember, there is no one-size-fits-all approach. The most important thing is to develop a personal practice that resonates with you and honors both the sun and the moon's energies. Maybe that means doing a solstice strawberry moon tarot or oracle card reading that will help you gain some insight into the coming year. Or perhaps you'd rather do a shamanic drumming journey under the solstice strawberry moon's light to connect with your spirit guides. You could even blend the solar and lunar energies by doing a solstice sun salutation in the morning, followed by a full moon meditation or ritual in the evening. You could create a sacred space with an altar incorporating sun and moon symbols, candles, crystals like moonstone and sunstone, and seasonal flowers or fruits like strawberries. Perform a moonlit ritual like moon meditations, gratitude ceremonies, or intention setting visualizations under the solstice strawberry moonlight. You could make moon water by leaving a jar of water out under the moonlight to charge it with its energy. You could go strawberry picking or drink strawberry tea or wine to connect with the strawberry moon's symbolism. Another option is to do a self-love meditation focusing on nurturing your inner self and embodying the moon's feminine energy. You could reflect on your career goals, aspirations, and steps to achieve them, harnessing the moon's motivating energies. Another option is to take a moonlit walk, sit outdoors, or do yoga or meditation to immerse yourself in nature under the solstice moon. Now is a great time to charge your crystals, your talismans, or personal objects under the solstice strawberry moon's beautiful energy. Consider having a summer solstice feast, celebrating the season's bounty with loved ones and amazing food. Honestly, the possibilities are so endless, and that's the beauty of working with these potent celestial forces. They can be adapted to suit your unique spiritual path and your lifestyle. Are you ready to harness the incredible magic of the solstice strawberry moon in June 2024? I really hope that all of this inspired you to look upwards and tap into the cosmic rhythms that have been guiding humanity since the dawn of time. Because when we honor the cycles of the sun and the moon, we're not just connecting with the celestial. We are plugging into the very life force that powers our entire universe. Remember, the solstice strawberry moon of 2024 is a rare and precious gift from the cosmos. So get clear on your intentions and get ready to bask in its radiant magical glow. The forces of nature are on your beautiful side, and the universe is waiting to co-create some serious magic with you. That is our episode on the once-in-a-lifetime magic of the solstice strawberry moon, maybe. LOL. It really depends on who you ask, but again, no matter how you cut it, in my mind, this is so much beautiful magic. No matter what, even if we experience the summer solstice every single year, or we experience a full moon once a month, we only get that solstice and that full moon that one time, and then it's gone. We never get it again. So enjoy it to its fullest, honor it, celebrate it, honor yourself and celebrate yourself because you, my beautiful friend, are magic. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love because sharing is caring. Send us your questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com to join our very free newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, keep your heart open, your mind curious, and your spirit connected. Stay magical, my friend.